Spartan opens in U.S. movie theaters today. It's not about a warrior from ancient times, but writer and director David Mamet did take his title from the legend of the soldiers who were so good their king only had to send one of them to battle an army. Los Angeles Times and Morning Edition movie critic Kenneth Turan says it's too bad Mamet's movie isn't that good.
I need a man who can unquestioningly follow orders.
Robert Scott is the protagonist of Spartan. He's an unstoppable military machine, a member of an unnamed elite American combat force.
I am here to get the girl back, sir, and there is nothing I will not do.
He's so tough, he's able to break grown men like toy soldiers. Best of all, he's played by Val Kilmer, an actor with no time for cuddly characterizations.
The hardest thing, you know what it is? It isn't going in the door, it's coming out.
Robert Scott is David Mamet's kind of guy. You've seen the type before in Mamet scripts for Homicide and the Edge, because men being men and doing masculine things is one of his favorite subjects. But the writer and director has a sharp, unconventional mind and the ability to write crisp, pungent dialogue. As a result, his films, whether they ultimately succeed or not, have more intrinsic interest than the output of the usual studio apparatchiks. Spartan is the kind of conventional thriller involving a president's missing daughter, white slavery, and political chicanery that would not be out of place on an airport paperback rack. It's kind of intriguing, but far from compelling.
Where's the girl?
Sir, we believe she was abducted from this club, that she was taken to a bordello.
Here in Boston?
Yes, sir, and that...
Come on, let's hear it.
That she may have been delivered for sale, that she may have been sent down the pipeline and overseas.
To get to her father?
No, sir. We believe they don't know who she is.
It sounds worse than it is, but it's not Mamet at the top of his game. Its wheels-within-wheels plot ends up rolling off the tracks, and Mamet's trademark dialogue starts to sound too self-conscious for its own good. That artificiality spills over into Spartan's already far-flung storyline and makes it seem even more unlikely. The movie has no sense of genuine jeopardy.
Her father would let her die.
Did you try to contact him?
I did, yes.
And you still don't get it, do you? You don't get it. These people are savages. They don't know how many children they have. She was snatched while he was cheating on his wife. It comes out. They lose the election.
We get a glimmer of hope that a more interesting film was in the offing when Spartan throws even our hero a curve. But it's only a glimmer. The risk of having a non-standard guy like Mamet try to tell a standard story is that his style works against plausibility. Tough as he is, even David Mamet doesn't have the moxie to make us believe in Spartan.
The comments of Kenneth Turan, a movie critic for the Los Angeles Times and Morning Edition.